From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Russian reaction to the Trump administration controversies. Russia has reacted defensively and cautiously this week after the resignation of President Donald Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who is considered among the most Kremlin-friendly in the new administration. Now, Russia's initial euphoria when President Trump took office is fading after Flynn's resignation and Trump's call for Russia to return Crimea to Ukraine. Russia considered Flynn key to promoting improved relations with the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says, however, "We haven't been wearing rose-tinted glasses," he says. "We've never harbored illusions, so there's nothing to be disappointed in," Peskov went on to say. "There has not yet been substantive contact between the two heads of state. It's not known when this will happen, and probably only after they talk it will be clear where significant differences remain and where it is possible to discover areas for cooperation." While the Kremlin called Flynn's resignation a U.S. internal matter, many Russian lawmakers described it as a politically motivated against Russia. President Trump has since named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as the acting National Security Advisor. Retired U.S. Vice Admiral Robert Harward, a former Navy SEAL, was offered the position after Flynn's resignation, but turned it down, citing personal issues. Officials confirmed Friday that local Islamic State affiliates have attacked and killed at least 18 government soldiers in eastern Afghanistan. The deadly clash occurred in Dabala, where Afghan forces have recently launched a counter-IS offensive with American air support. Provincial security forces said the large group of IS loyalists staged the surprise assault against Afghan National Army outposts from three directions. At least eight Daesh fighters were all